the Czech Republic has some of the most liberal gaming laws in the world. With over 130 casinos and 50,000 slot machines, the country is a veritable mecca for gamblers. But for some, the stakes are just too high. Ian Willoughby looks at the social impact of gambling in this week's Talking Point.
There are around 130 casinos in the Czech Republic. Alongside them, there are hundreds more open non-stop, often seedy arcades, known as herna or gaming bars. In fact, there are over 50,000 slot machines in the country. That equals roughly one machine per 200 Czechs, over twice the number per capita as in Germany. Adding lotteries and other forms of gambling, Czechs bet a whopping 90 billion crowns last year. That's over 4 billion US dollars.
V České republice došlo naprosto k světově unikátnímu jevu. Česká republika...
The situation in the Czech Republic is unique in world terms. Not one government since 1989 has approved any kind of plan or position on the gambling industry. On the contrary, privatization of the industry has led to greater competition, which has led in turn to more outlets. The amount of money that Czechs gamble has multiplied several times.
A proto se hazardní hry a vsazené částky zmnohonásobily.
Says Senator Josef Novotný of the European Democrats. He submitted a bill last month aimed at tightening the law on lotteries and gaming and bringing Czech legislation more in line with European Union norms. It failed. Another campaigner against the Czech Republic's gambling habit is psychiatrist Dr. Karel Nešpor. He treats various kinds of addictions at the country's biggest mental hospital, Bohnice, located in a bleak North Prague suburb. Dr. Nešpor has seen a large increase in gambling addiction in recent years.
During 10 years of my practice before 1999, I met just one pathological gambler who combined gambling and alcohol abuse. He was alcohol dependent. But after 1999, the situation changed, and we have many patients now, and the situation gets worse.
And how harmful to Czech society do you think gambling addiction is?
Terribly, because you can imagine what happens when manager of a large firm becomes pathological gambler. You may imagine what will happen when a judge or a police officer will become a pathological gambler. You may imagine what happens if a teenager goes into some club to gamble instead of going to school. He will have no qualification and he will become a burden for society, not a contributing member.
One of Dr. Nešpor's patients, a pleasant, quiet-seeming young man named Pavel, was still a teenager, but legal, when he first entered a casino.
Bylo mi 18 let a jedna hodina.
I was 18 years and 1 hour old. As soon as I turned 18, I went to a casino. At the start, I just wanted to see what it was like. That first time, it went well. But after that, things went downhill.
And go downhill it certainly did. Pavel has been at Bohnice for 3 months. He checked himself in after 6 years of crippling addiction.
Způsobilo to ve mně, že mě rodina mi nevěří, kamarádi mě opustili, zbyla mi jenom máma.
It led to my parents not trusting me. My friends all abandoned me. Only my mother has stuck by me. I came here for treatment myself, after again losing my whole pay packet. My girlfriend said she would stand by me, but when I came here, she broke off our relationship completely.
Když se zaklapli dveře, tak skončil veškerý náš vztah.
One reason the Czech authorities tolerate such a high number of gambling establishments is the income they bring. Fees and a percentage of profits go directly to the state in the case of casinos and to local municipalities in the case of hernas. This money then goes towards publicly beneficial purposes, and is far from insubstantial. In 2005, over 2 billion crowns was used in this way. That's around 100 million US dollars. In fact, when Yosef Novotny's proposed bill was before the Senate, some schools and sports clubs complained they would lose out if it became law. Campaigners against the Czech Republic's liberal gambling regulations would counter that the social cost of gambling should also be taken into account.
These people are not able to pay their debts. Their use the money of their employers for gambling. It is also possible, not quite typical, but we met also violent crimes because of gambling. I must say that one very disturbing phenomenon is homosexual prostitution because of gambling in teenage boys.
Dr. Nešpor's patient, Pavel, told me the average Czech salary can be gambled away in mere minutes in a casino. It's not surprising, perhaps, that he too, like many addicts, became involved in crime.
Viděl jsem kolem sebe hodně mladých lidí, kteří byli na tom tak, že neměli peníze, scháněli, kde mohli.
I've seen a lot of young people around me who would do anything to find the money. They committed crimes. Some of them even sold their bodies. I myself lied, and I didn't steal, but I did commit crimes. I took loans from banks illegally. It was fraud, or what's called tunneling.
Z té banky dostával nelegálním způsobem, v Čechách se tomu říká podvod nebo tunelování.
Despite the crime, including suspected money laundering, associated with gambling, the few moves there have been to limit and more closely regulate hernia bars and casinos have come to little. Senator Yosef Novotny blames this on alleged ties between some politicians and big players in the gambling business. But he believes the problem is so serious, change will simply have to come.
Já předpokládám, protože poté, kdy jsme 20. prosince byli odmítnuti s tou mírnou verzí novely, tak připravujeme.
Since our mild amendment to the lotteries and gaming laws was rejected in December, we've been preparing a far stricter bill. Civic Democrat senators have indicated to me that they won't be able to reject it next time around. Because the public are starting to realize it's a serious problem. It affects 100,000 pathological gamblers and their families. It's alarming, and we simply have to do something about it.
Postižen přímo hazardním hraním, a to je naprosto alarmující, a s tím musíme něco dělat.
Psychiatrist Dr. Karel Nešpor is also positive about the future.
If you believe in evolution, things developed from worse to better, so there must be some evolution in this field, and I hope that this gambling industry will die like dinosaurs.